Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Do all dogs go to heaven? We'll discuss on Made for Glory. One of the things I get asked about a lot as a priest when people are asking questions about faith, Jesus and the saints and the church is whether or not their dog, their pet, will go to heaven, will be in heaven with them. And it's an interesting question. It's actually been discussed throughout the history of the church. And it brings up a lot of aspects of what we think of when we think about heaven, but also the reality of the created world. Because St. Thomas Aquinas would talk about how everything that is living has a soul, but there are different types of souls. Plants have souls, animals have souls, humans have souls. Now, only humans have rational souls. So animals do not have rational souls. They have sensitive souls in that they can sense things and react to things, and that plants have vegetative souls. So animals are higher than plants, and neither one is as high as a human being that has a rational soul. So the first thing I think it's important for us that we live in a society and a world that has forgotten the dignity of human persons and at times elevates animals above humans. You'll see this all the time where a dog will do something, heroic or beautiful, and then we'll look at people that have done horrific things and we'll be like, you know, kind of valuing the life of the dog or the animal over the life of the human person. Or even people with maybe even good intentions will look at pollution in this world and the problems of ecology, ecological disasters, and blame people and say, if only there were less people, and they will actually favor policies that denigrate the life of people, sometimes even the life of people in foreign countries, you know, poor people, put them down because we want to uphold the dignity of animals. Now, I think it's important for us to make a very clear distinction as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a member of his church, that even the worst human being in the world, even the most despicable human person, still has an intrinsic value that is greater than any animal. And that is really important for us to say, not so that we can dominate and take advantage of animals and hurt them, but because of how important it is that we are made in the image and likeness of God. So with that in mind, Thomas Aquinas basically said, since animals don't have rational souls, that their soul goes away once they die. And some people kind of struggle with that and think about, okay, no dogs will be in heaven. Some people are very dogmatic about that. There's no dogs, no cats, no animals in heaven at all. But there's been some interesting takes in the past several years, kind of sort of discussing this possibility. And a great theologian of the 20th century is a man named Father John Hardin. And he writes it this way. He says, pets, as pets, do not go to heaven. So that's important to say. That's just my dog that's with me at heaven. He says, but animals and such like beings may be said to be brought to heaven because after the last day, they can serve as part of the joys of heaven. In other words, animals and such like creatures may be said to be brought to heaven to serve as part of our heavenly joys. Clearly, we do not need pets to provide happiness in heaven, but pets and such like creatures will be brought to heaven to become part of our creaturely happiness in the heavenly kingdom. So what does that mean for us? That means that if you have joy in your animals, your pets, if they bring joy to your heart, there's something good and beautiful within that, and nothing good and beautiful ultimately goes away. So even that joy and that fulfillment and that happiness and delight, that gets brought with us into heaven. Now, pets as personal realities, nothing within scripture or tradition says that they will definitely be in heaven as they are, as my dog Domingo will be with me by my side in heaven. But the joy that they bring will be with us in heaven. So even think about, can God have animals in heaven as part of our joy? Absolutely, that's definitely a possibility. And so I think that we need to, when we think about heaven, we don't think about this as this what won't be there, but it is the fulfillment of all desire. Not because pets are there, not because anything else is there because my favorite food is there, but because God is there. And only in God and in relationship with God will we truly be satisfied. And because of that, all the good things of this world, all the joys and the beauty of this world will be with us as well. So make sure we thank God for the gift of pets. Make sure that we treat animals with dignity and respect, but also make sure that we realize that all of this is pointing us towards our ultimate fulfillment with God. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast.
Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.